This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, November 16th. Well, I apologize yesterday for not doing the podcast. I was a little under the weather, and you can probably tell I'm still a little bit under the weather, but nevertheless, we'll push through. Wheat markets over the last couple of days have been sliding lower, and that generally has been keeping up with the longer-term trend. I thought the market had found a little bit of a low here a couple of days ago when we got down into support and reversed off of it, but that was not to be, as the market has taken out that swing low. So we're just chopping around still in that trading range, and I think we're probably headed down to test the low end of that trading range. Corn coming under some pressure as well. I think the forecast for rains in Brazil are a big part of this. It's pulled soybeans off its highs, and it's also put some pressure onto the corn market. These rains that are coming into the key areas of Brazil, which have been so dry and hot, they are expected to last from Sunday night through Thursday. That's, you know, looking for some pretty decent rains, a couple inches across much of that region. But on the back side of that, they're calling for the weather to turn warm and dry again. So these rains are critical that they come, and because they'll kind of set the stage to get us through that next dry spell. So a lot depends on what's going to happen in moisture in Brazil for these next, you know, the next week or so. And I think that's that forecast has been around for a while. All three major weather models are pulling rain into their forecast. So it's very likely that we're going to get those key rains. And it's just a matter of how much we get, how widespread they are, and then what the forecast calls for the backside of those. Wheat is also seeing pressure from world prices that have been on a slide here over the last few days. Russian FOB offers have dropped another $5 a ton. We're seeing that French offers have also dropped. They're into new lows for this move. And there was some reporting yesterday that Ukraine is working with European banks to have a more streamlined insurance program for the vessels that are coming into their ports. This would certainly help them get these vessels loaded and export more grain. So that's part of the pressure that we're seeing in wheat and corn. Also, one other thing, the U.S. Farm Bill has been extended for a year. That follows the Senate passing the House's continuing resolution. Biden will sign that. So that's going to at least keep the government open for another couple months. But it does, that part of that included was the Farm Bill being extended for another year. Other than that, news is fairly quiet. I look for the wheat market to still be in its range. We'll probably try to test the low end of the range here, which is not that far away from us. I think the markets will hold, but it's still looking like we're going to take a stab at it, probably try to take out those lows from late September on the Chicago market, and then my guess is it will find support there. But upside clearly is limited. We just don't see a lot of buying enthusiasm. And as long as Russian FOB offers continue to slide, it's difficult to paint, you know, a bullish picture, at least in the short term. Russian prices are typically the driver of world price, and clearly the U.S. is going to be dependent on that. So we don't look for a lot of upside here, at least in the short term. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.